This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Okay, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillahi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa man ihtada bihuda. Amma ba'd. How do you feel? Hungry, a little bit tired, but the feeling of seeing Muslims willing to waste their time to come and listen to someone like me is very nice. They could have been playing badminton or going to the movies or spending time with their friends, but they instead wanted Allah to be pleased with them, so they came to the masjid. And this is where true happiness is. So wherever I go, mashallah, la quwwata illa billah, I am blessed to see these faces that are clean through wudu.
Okay.
Their faces are white, bright, shining with iman, with wudu, with purity. So whenever you look at them, you feel, alhamdulillah, overwhelmed that there is in this ummah a lot of khayr, bi'idhnillahi azza wa jal.
So, you have actually like a great fathers who originally from Medan.
Yes.
So, when Lennon did for the first time a couple of this with Sparta, how was that feeling?
Okay. The feeling was normal because I haven't met any of my family members since I was born and raised in Saudi. So they don't come to Saudi, and this is my first visit. But alhamdulillah, I managed to meet some of them in Jakarta and Yogyakarta. And a day after tomorrow, I'm meeting a lot of them in Medan. Bi'idhnillahi azza wa jal. So this is silatul rahim, and this is to reconnect with one's roots and with one's blood and family. Bi'idhnillah.
Alhamdulillah. So happiness is in the heart, then brothers, sisters, families have like decades of being spread here. So tonight's in this talk shall be about the definition of happiness. So we have about 30-45 minutes for Sheikh Hasim Al-Hakim to discuss to deliver his session, his teachings about the definition of happiness. 30 minutes, 45 minutes for you, Sheikh.
Barakallahu fi. Before I start my talk, I don't understand Bahasa very well. I don't understand Bahasa at all. But did I hear it correctly that you read the Fatiha?
Yes.
And then Surah?
Yes.
After Fatiha, Surah?
Yes.
Yes? And then Takbir and Rukur?
Yes.
Why do you recite the Fatiha? I don't want to come on the Day of Judgment and Allah would say, why they make this innovation and you did not speak? Ever in the books of Sunnah had the Prophet ﷺ recited the Fatiha like this? Yes or no? Never. You know more than him? No, I don't. So this is why I have to clear my conscience so that on the Day of Judgment, I told them, khalas, I go. So it is not sunnah. In Arabia, when we have marriage contract or engagement, Bismillah al-Fatiha. And nobody knows. They're reading the Fatiha or not. And they wipe their face. And they wash their bodies, and they scrub their backs. You go take a shower. What are you doing? And also, because marriage is like death. When someone is dead, he said, oh, Abdullah is dead. Read the Fatiha. And they read the Fatiha. This is not from Islam. Fatiha is recited in the Salat. The greatest surah Fatiha is recited in Ruqya, as in Sahih al-Bukhari of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri's hadith. This is Ruqya. I have illness in my throat. Every time I drink water, and I drink, but not in a gathering. So excuse me, I'm supposed to speak about how to be happy, but I will make you unhappy first, but inshallah. So happiness. Who doesn't want to be happy? Raise your hands. Alhamdulillah. So we do have 1, 2, 3, don't know English very well. Who does not want to be happy? Everybody wants to be happy. Sometimes we spend so much money just to be happy. Happiness is paradise on earth. Because if you're happy on earth, you are in paradise. And not Muslims only look for happiness, even kafir, even atheists, Buddhists, Hindus, Christians, they all look for happiness. The rich and the poor, the educated and the illiterate, everybody works hard to reach happiness. Nobody wants to be unhappy willingly. But the problem is, the vast majority of people have missed the road to happiness. On the Day of Judgment, how many people are there? How many types? Only two. On the Day of Judgment, only two types of people. Allah says in the Quran, يَوْمَ يَأْتِ لَا تَكَلَّمُ نَفْسٌ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ فَمِنْهُمْ شَقِيٌّ وَسَعِيدٌ. The day it comes, no soul will speak except by his permission. And among them will be the rich and the prosperous. So on the Day of Judgment, there are two types. Either you are happy or you are wretched. You're doomed. There is no third party. Which one are you? Inshallah, among the happy. Ya Rabbi. Okay. In the hadith that Bukhari and Muslim reported, the angel comes when the pregnancy is 4 months old to blow the soul and to ask Allah Azza wa Jal, O Allah, a male or a female, a happy or wretched. So all of this is written. And if you ask people on the Day of Judgment, what is the ultimate goal? Of course, is to enter Jannah. Allah says in the Quran, so he who is drawn away from the fire and admitted to paradise has won. May Allah make us among the winners. This is the ultimate goal. Why are you here in the masjid? Jannah. If one says to you, wallahi, there is $1 million here. There is this big house. There is this beautiful woman, but no Jannah. He said, no, I don't want it. I want Jannah. So all what we're doing in our life is revolving around Jannah. We want to reach Jannah. So how can we be happy? Now, happiness is relative. What does it mean? It means that what makes you happy may not make him happy. Usually. So, for those who have money and wealth and big houses, for a poor man like me, I think he's happy. Because he has, mashallah, big house, big car. And a heedless nerd, youngsters, when you ask them, who's happy? They say, especially those who are not married, said, oh, a playboy is happy. Because he goes to nightclubs, every night he's with another woman, and he parties, and he drinks, he's very happy. I am an introvert, I can't speak with women, I'm always shy. To someone who is sick, who is happy? A healthy person. So when someone is sick like me, and I see people drinking Pepsi Cola with ice, I wish I can do that. I can't, I have a sore throat. So everyone has a definition of happiness. In where I come from, if you want something to be done in the government, if you want a paper to be signed, you have to spend 1 week, 2 weeks. Every time you go with a big file, said, oh, there is one paper missing, come tomorrow. You bring it tomorrow, where is your photo? Come tomorrow. You bring the photo and they say, oh, you need a stamp. So 1 week, every day you go, you take permission from work. What is happiness to someone like this? To have influence, to have power, to know people in the government. One phone call, pass, everything is finished. So each one of them has a definition of happiness. Likewise, in Islam, this type of happiness, a house, a playboy, health, is limited, not forever. It goes and comes. And this is why the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, in an authentic hadith, four things are from happiness. What are they? A good woman, a righteous, practicing woman, and a big, spacious house, and a good neighbor, and a comfortable ride. So these things, the Prophet says, is these things are happiness. But are they forever? No, they're limited. But when you have them, inshallah, you will be happy. Now, happiness is always changing, unfortunately, on this life. And this life never stays on one platform. It changes. If you go to the hospital, you think everybody is sick. If you go to the streets, you think everybody is healthy. What happened yesterday is not going to happen today. And what's happening today is not going to happen tomorrow. Life goes up and down. And we come and go. So this definition of happiness is wrongly sought after by sinners. I'm a sinful person. Where will I find my happiness? Maybe in drugs, maybe in alcohol, maybe in women, maybe in listening to music, watching movies, maybe in cheating. I'll be happy. But this happiness is limited. And immediately after the sin is gone, what will happen? You become depressed. Listen what to Allah says. And whoever turns away from my remembrance, indeed he will have a depressed life. All sinners are depressed. Even the most famous, the richest, the most beautiful, they take drugs. And some of them even commit suicide because they cannot find happiness. And they try, but they fail because they have turned their back to Allah's remembrance. Now, this is not the same in Islam. Who was the happiest man on earth? Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, our prophet. Was there anyone happier? How was his house? It was a very small room. The companions say, if we stand straight, our head will hit the ceiling. So it was very short, small, tiny room. But the Prophet was a happy man. Nuh, peace be upon him, and Lut, peace be upon him, had a kafir wives. Both their wives were kafir, but they were happy because they were messengers of Allah. Prophet Ayyub, how many years he was afflicted by illness? Approximately 18 years. He's a prophet. He makes dua. I get illness in my throat And I said, Ya Allah, 3 days, I'm making dua. Why am I not covered? 18 years, and he's a prophet. He had no problem. If you are not angry with me, I'm happy. So this is what real happiness is. Not in wealth, not in power, not in health. Rather, it is in being content. Real happiness is something that you cannot see with your eyes. You cannot contain in vaults. You cannot buy. This is something that you feel within you. It is the purity of your soul. It is the tranquility of your heart. It is the expansion of your chest. And it is your conscience being relaxed. This is true happiness. I wonder how many people of us, when they go to bed, they make the adhkar, and then they sleep like a baby. And how many of us think, oh, he took my money. Oh, I took his money. Oh, I should beat him up. I should do this. I should do that. And they're fighting in themselves. How many of us has this true feeling of happiness? You want to taste happiness? Listen to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Hadith, authentic. He said, ذَاقَ طَعْمَ الْإِيمَانِ. He has tasted the sweetness of Iman. Who? Who's ever pleased with Allah to be his Lord, with Islam to be his religion, with Muhammad to be his messenger. If you're happy and satisfied, you will find the taste of Iman. The sweetness of Iman. Now, what is killing us today? Social media, Instagram, TikTok. We see people riding expensive cars, living in expensive houses, traveling in private jet, and we feel that, wallahi, they're happy. And we don't know that all of this is a punishment. Huh? What punishment? Let Allah punish me. A'udhu billah. Don't laugh. There are Muslims who say, let them punish me. When I was teaching once in a high school in Saudi, I was a teacher 40 years ago. And I was telling, I taught English, but in my English I teach also Islam, because English is lousy. So I teach them 5 minutes English and then I give them nasiha. High school, teenagers. So I was saying to them the story of Yusuf and how he refused the temptation of the wife of the Aziz of Misr. And among the seven who are in Allah's shade, a man who's invited by a woman of beauty and authority, and he says, I fear Allah. One of the boys stood up and said, Sheikh, where is she? He's saying, where is she? Let her come to me. I will be there. And this shows you how little iman people have. No, Allah says to you in the Quran, in two places in Surah Al-Tawbah, and let not their wealth and their children impress you. Allah only intends to punish them through them in this world, and that their souls should be depart at death while they are disbelievers. Their wealth and their children is a punishment? Yes. So this is something for you to see. Not everything that Allah gives to others is a favor and blessing. It can be a punishment. Say Alhamdulillah that Allah did not test you like them. A lot of the Muslims see the Westerners, the Americans, the Europeans, and think that they are the best of people. They are impressed by the way they dress, the way they speak, the way they eat, not knowing that they are like those who were impressed by Qarun. You know Qarun? Huh? Qarun was one of the billionaires. The keys of his vaults and safes were so heavy that a group of men could not carry the keys. What about the vaults themselves? What money? Was he richer than Elon Musk? Yes. and he did not have a Tesla. So the people were impressed and they said, those who desired the worldly life said, oh, we wish we had like what was given to Qarun. Indeed, he is one of the great fortune. So where is Qarun now? Down. He's dead. Where is Pharaoh? You know Pharaoh? He was the king of the world. He said, I am your Lord. You worship me. Where is he now? Dead. Where is Thamud? Where is Ad? Those who became billionaires through haram money and through bribes and through cheating, and they took properties of people. Where are they now? After 60, 70 years, they died. What is in their grave? Hellfire. So what's the use of the money? Where are all these long hours that a playboy used to sit, speaking with women, fooling them, trying to seduce them through his different ways? Where are these hours? All gone. Now, all of this is in hellfire for the losers. And the sin is the biggest blocker of happiness. Unlike what most of us think. They think the opposite. You do sin, you become happy. No. One of the sisters came to me. She says, Sheikh, I have a problem with my son. I said, what's the problem? She says, he watches a movie for an hour and a half or 2 hours, and he's happy. The minute the movie's over, he comes to me and said, oof, I'm fed up. I don't have anything to do. So I say, watch another movie. He watches another movie. He's happy. The minute the movie finishes, this is like drugs. Every time you take it, you become addicted to it, and you will never be happy. True Muslims find happiness in worship. The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, وَجُعِلَتْ قُرَّةُ عَيْنِي فِي الصَّلَاةِ. My satisfaction was placed in salat. The Prophet, whenever he was depressed or sad, what would he do? Allahu Akbar. Pray. Connection directly with Allah Azza wa Jal. He feels that he has the whole world in his hand. And whoever plays around with salat, then he will never be happy. Any person who skips salat, misses salat, does not give salat a priority, wallahi, he will never be happy. Because this is what Allah created you for. Now, if you look at the Muslim houses, you will see that divorce rate is very high. In Arabia, it's very high. I don't know here. Is divorce rate high or not? Why? Subhanallah. They got married, they spent money, and all of a sudden, divorce. The woman becomes crazy, the man becomes a woman. And we have an imbalance, we have a problem. This was not found in the time of the companions. We find a lot of the Muslims going for therapy, for counseling. I have OCD, I have depression, I have anxiety, I have. Why? You shouldn't have all of this. You're a Muslim. You should trust Allah Azza wa Jal. And fathers complaining from their children, they're undutiful, disobedient, disrespectful. Children complaining from their parents, they're abusive, they're not fair, they're treating us bad. And all of this because they're seeking happiness, not from the right source, from different sources. So if you want happiness, you have to seek it from who has it, who owns it. Who's he? Allah. Allah Azza wa Jal. You want happiness? Ask it from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And this life we're in, It's a life of test. Nobody can be 100% happy. It's a test. But if you manage to study hard for your test and do well, you will be the happiest person on earth. How? When you feel content. This is the happiest person who's content. In Arabic, we call it al-rida. Whatever happens, you're happy. Why? Because Allah decreed it. I had a car accident, Sheikh. How do you feel? Alhamdulillah. Good. You're content. You're happy. Other person comes says, you're crazy. Why are you saying alhamdulillah? You had a car accident. I said, yes. But imagine if I did not hit another car. If I hit another person, he died. How would I feel? Oh, alhamdulillah. Okay, shukran. Thank you. And this is why Imam Ahmad was asked, when does the slave of Allah find comfort and happiness? When? Life is difficult. He says, the moment you put your first foot in Jannah. When you put your first foot in Jannah, khalas. There is no going back. You're happy. For I pray to Allah Azza wa Jal that He makes me and you among the happiest of all His servants, and that He grants us the knowledge in Quran and in Sunnah, and that He makes us steadfast on this religion until the day we meet Him. Wallahu a'lam. صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد. Shall I go? Yes.
All right.
Okay. Inshallah, we have 2 weeks. We have more time, like until 9 or 10 for the closure. But
no. Well, You told me 35 minutes to 40. So I am timing. I took exactly 36 minutes.